00 is the number. But let's talk about that roadmap for the relaxation of restrictions that the Premier announced on Friday in conjunction with premiers around the country and the federal government providing some guidance on that front. Here in South Australia from today, some things begin. Regional travel's allowed. Uni and TAFE is back on for face-to-face tutorials. Outdoor dining for restaurants and cafes in numbers no greater than 10. You've got things like auctions and inspections, libraries, sports training resumes. Funerals become a maximum of 20 indoor and 30 outdoor. Weddings, worship, ceremonies, pools with limit supply. Campergrounds and caravan parks open as well. Lots of things change today, but not everything. And in fact, if you want to talk about the hotel industry, you can skip past step two, which is from the 8th of June, and you go all the way to future steps for consideration. That's where you find licensed pubs and bars, non-food, and nightclubs. So what becomes of pubs in the meantime? Ian Horn from the Hotels Association is on the line. Ian, you guys, I'm sitting back and just saying, well, this is the way it's going to be. You've got a plan. You've been in discussion with the premiers. Tell our listeners what the hotels industry is proposing.
Thanks, Will, for the opportunity to brief everyone. We've put a substantial plan to Health SA via the Premier's office. Very comprehensive. It covers a whole range of what we think are reasonable steps and requirements for the hotel industry to implement, if we're going to be allowed to open in a format that makes us viable. We're delighted with the response we've had and support we've had from the Premier. We'll be engaging, hopefully very, very shortly, with the Chief Public Health Officer, Professor Nicola Spurrier. And look, the document we've put together, its focus is really a commitment from the industry to not compromise the health and safety of individuals or the community, and put that as a priority. Our priority is not, therefore, to open and return to profitability as quick as possible, because that's simply not going to happen. We've got to put our patrons first, and the sort of things we talk about is about managing numbers, it's about pre-opening cleaning, ongoing stringent hygiene regimes, public spacing, and things like that. We've also consulted with and taken advice from the Australasian College of Infection Prevention and Control. And they've come back to us with a range of suggestions, advice as to how we should taper that. Now, it's a document that's an ongoing work in progress. And we're not particularly, we're the ones asking, the Health SA to consider it. We're not telling anyone anything. And so it's a very broad document, but it's the only way we're going to get support from the people who make the decisions, so that our members, whether they're hotels or clubs or restaurants, can start to open and hopefully open in a manner that allows them to at least remain viable.
Ian, do you, as an industry, have any qualms about the fact that it appears that there's a sense among the chief medical officers that in the current climate, it's too risky letting people have a drink at all, because, you know, you have one, you have two, you have three, and next thing you know, you're not social distancing at all, you're disinhibited. And we can see that form of thinking in the way they've crafted the reopening of restaurants and cafes for outside dining, where you're not actually allowed to have alcohol with your meal.
Yeah, look, that one took us by surprise on Friday, because it actually only applies in South Australia, is my understanding. And of course, it's the outdoor component that only applies in South Australia, whereas in other states, they look to be implementing an internal strategy that includes a maximum of 10 and doesn't prevent alcohol. So I wasn't part of that decision-making process, so that's possibly best left for the Premier or the Chief Health Medical Officer. But certainly, the current arrangements of Ken, and I've heard the discussions this morning and a number of cafe operator ringing up, it's for the vast majority of people, 10 people, is just not going to work. The real hurdle for all of us is it's not just the maximum of 10, but each property, whether it's a small cafe or a large hotel, needs to apply the 1 in 4 square metres. That is one person for every 4 square metres, whereas prior to this COVID issue we have, the rule was approximately one person per one square metre. So we're really looking at 25% of what we were able to trade as. And of course, that really is a challenge. And so one of the aspects we'll be hoping to discuss with the Premier's office and the Health Department will be, is there some way that we can look at relaxing that for some? Because one size doesn't fit all. Applying a rule that applies to a very small cafe, to a hotel that may have an overall capacity of 800, there's going to be some significant losers in all of that. And I take on board the comments earlier from one of your callers about country hotels. Now, we're encouraging people to go back into the regions, but of course at this stage, hotels aren't allowed to open. And in many cases, the hotel may be the only business in town that's open 7 days a week. It's often the only business in town, particularly in small areas, that has an ATM. It's often the only place in town where there's public facilities.
You're right when you say, though, Ian, that doing a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work, because thinking about two pubs in SA that I really love, one is the Marion, where my sister used to work. It was our family pub. And when my father-in-law died earlier this year, we had his wake there in one of those beautiful function rooms. Another pub that I love is the Gilbert, which is a tiny little pub. So you say to a big, sprawling suburban pub that's got 10 rooms and huge outside areas and huge dining areas versus a little boutique city pub that's got one beautiful, tiny little U-shaped front bar, like, it's like comparing a shopping mall to the corner store.
No question about that, and that example is going to be replicated across the hospitality industry. Look, can I say that we're fortunate to be in this position for no other reason than the outstanding job that the government and the public health medical officer and the commissioner of police, what they've been able to do to get us to a position where we can even talk like this, is fantastic. You know, the UK, the United Kingdom, is still considering whether to require people who fly in from overseas, whether they'll make them isolate for 14 days. Now, we've had that in place for several weeks. And I guess it would seem, and again, I'm certainly not an expert, it would seem that we've effectively eliminated any outbreaks here, and our risks remain people coming across the borders. So we can continue to manage our borders, like WA is, like Northern Territory. Then states like us perhaps can be more flexible and more generous in how we let pubs and restaurants operate. Because the ultimate benefit is, as soon as we can get up and running, we can get all of those tens of thousands of people that we stood down back to work, and they can start spending their money in the community. But we are totally in the hands of the government. We acknowledge the fantastic done, and we're grateful for the opportunity to be even talking about this.
Yep, absolutely. Ian Horn from the Hotels Association, thanks for joining us on 5AA Breakfast.
Thank you.
The Premier of South Australia will be on after 7:30 this morning, so we'll chat with him about that proposal from the hotels and try and get a sense of how flexible this roadmap is that was released on Friday. Can they make revisions, changes? Is he up to be convinced by industry that there's a better way? We'll find out after 7:30. Lots of questions for him too coming through on 8223 0000, and you can text us on the Telstra Storm Outback text line with some more of those 0448 08 1395.